echte ervaring.
Once again, insert cool thing that I was going to say for the intro. This is, I don't even know what episode this is.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, we've been divorced for a while.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what where we are in the whole sequence of events.
It'll be listed on the rundown before you see it.
So. We'll find it. But yeah, this is... the Back From Hiatus episode.
Yeah. Season 2.
Yeah, season... Hey, listen. This is gonna be the good one, like Martin season 2.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what episodes were in Martin season 2, but...
This is gonna be like Master and Nun season 2.
Ooh, this is gonna be like real artsy.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna dig deep.
Yeah, this whole first episode is in Italian.
And I know you're listening to this and thinking, why do I understand Italian? But yeah, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, your other host.
And yeah, we've been on a freaking magical adventure.
Yeah.
it's been a lot happening since we last joined you. But how you been, Josh?
I'm been good, man.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place.
Word. You look good. You know what I mean? Doing your thing. I don't know, yo. It's interesting that we didn't even intend to do an episode. You know what I mean? Like, you came to the crib on some, like, hangout stuff, and the day before it was like, I was like, yo, why don't we just do an episode?
Yeah.
You gonna be here? I'm gonna be here. Let's just do it. So, yeah, we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, so... we are back.
Yeah.
Hopefully on a regular scheduled program.
Hopefully y'all want this. If y'all want this podcast,
yeah,
we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
If we throw this one out here and it ain't booming, we might retire again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we didn't actually retire. We just we couldn't do the podcast.
No, we couldn't.
For folks who may not know, I guess I should go into this.
Yeah.
For folks who may not know, I've had some health issues that I've been struggling with for it's going on 3 months now.
Yeah.
You know, I was diagnosed with a form of spinal and brain meningitis. So I had as the doctors explained to me, you know, I don't know, you know what I mean? As they explained to me, I randomly caught some kind of viral infection, and it caused inflammation on my spine and swelling in my brain.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll go to the thing. I was in the crib early March, maybe March 2nd. I had a crazy headache
for about a week straight. Yeah.
Booming headache. You know how you get a headache and, sometimes it's over your nose, it's over your eye or a temple. This thing, it felt like I had a cap on my head for nearly a week, and my head was booming. It was terrible. And you know, my partner and I decided we were gonna go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And as we're walking out, I started vomiting. The force was so violent, it threw me to the ground, which has never happened. You know what I mean? You usually throw up, you bend over, you do it.
Yeah, it was the pain. The pain was so intense, it made you throw up.
Yeah, it was like coming out of me. You know what I mean? And she called the ambulance, and I got in the ambulance, and the last thing that I really remember in that sequence of events was one of the EMTs telling me sit down, there's a wheelchair there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't see it. And even in my mind's eye, when I think of that memory, the visual of it is soupy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was in the hospital for a couple weeks, completely out of it. You came to visit me. Yeah. A bunch of the homies came to see me. But I was like completely out of my mind. You know what I mean? Completely out of my mind. Hallucinating, just like the most wild, reckless hallucinations.
Yeah.
At one point, it was like snowing inside of the hospital to me. At one point, there was a 6-foot samurai who stood by my bed for maybe 5 hours. Just, you know, it was out of control. And, you know, after between like March 2nd and I think March 13th, I have little to no memory
of what was going
on. Just some of the hallucination stuff. Some of the stuff is there, but most of that is like wiped from the memory bank. So I started, you know, they started me on like steroid treatment. I didn't eat for like a week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was out of control. But they started me on like different, you know, treatments, and I started to feel better, but I couldn't use my legs, you know.
From being in the bed so long.
Yeah, because they weren't like my I had like a collapsed lung, just like all kind of and then other infections were happening. It was out of control, and just like a pileup of like
different things,
medical
maladies.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't use my legs. I felt them, so that was a good sign. Yeah. You know
they
what I mean?
They weren't like dead.
They weren't numb or nothing like that. I felt them, but I'd been laying in a bed for 2 weeks straight, and they wouldn't work. So,
I thought we were gonna have to do the like you were gonna become the bull from Oz, the bull with the dreadlocks.
Start doing poems at the beginning of the episode. Start wearing leather gloves. It was wild because in the hospital, you know, if you look up in the ceiling in most of the rooms, they have these things that they call like the Hoya lift.
Yeah,
and they'll like strap it to you and use that to transfer you, and they'll like lift you in the air. And I remember at one point I was in ICU. I called the nurse, and the nurse was like a young black dude, like our age. And I was like, "Yo, bro, I gotta go to the bathroom." You know what I mean? And it's like, "All right, we gonna transfer you." And homeboy lifted me up in the air on this joint, and you know, at that point, I had like some severe brain and spinal damage, so your bowels ain't working well.
You don't have control over everything. Yeah.
Dog, I swear to God, this nigga was like swinging me in the air in the hospital room from this lift, and I was just like shitting on the floor, like no TMI, but like, you know what I mean? And as I felt so embarrassed, I was like, "My bad, dog, I couldn't hold it." And the boy was like, "It's all right, man." You know what I mean? Because, you know, that's the
job. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
no, but it's that, you know, like, you know, you're a person who's had control over yourself for so long. Stuff like that.
In
like,
some ways.
No, but in the sense that, like, for those kind of things, like, to be helpless in those type of ways is a completely new world.
It's,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's intense. And, you know, I was hospitalized for a month. And then I did a month in rehab, which was its own separate deal. And, you know, the progress has been pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're recording this, what's today, the 17th of, May?
17th of May, yes.
You know, 3-4 weeks ago, I couldn't lift my legs off of the bed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now I'm walking, you know what I'm saying, using a walker and a cane. My people's got to help me, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, be with me while I walk up the stairs. But
you got to get one of those dope, like, big wooden canes. With like the ankh on top.
The back to Africa cane.
Yeah.
We gotta go down to a Dune Day.
Yeah, Dune Day's in a couple weeks.
Get me like one of those big wooden canes.
Yeah.
Or like one of the what's the joints from was that Goonies? Where the old lady had the chair that the motorized chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, like, lifted her up the stairs. Yeah. Was that Goonies? And they, like, messed it up.
Maybe. I have no
it was
idea.
Either Gremlins or Goonies. I
maybe Gremlins. I don't. Yeah, I think it's Gremlins. I think it's
might
Gremlins.
Might have been Gremlins.
Because Gremlins, I kind of remember. Goonies, I saw once. Though, Goonies is one of those movies that, like, our age group, like, celebrates.
Yeah.
That I'm like, yeah, I was never really liked it.
Yeah, Goonies. Okay, I'm tripping because Goonies is the one where.
With Sloth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not that. It's definitely
I think it's Gremlins.
Yeah.
I think it's Gremlins.
I think I just sometimes mix up the word Gremlins and Goonies. But, you know, I've been, like, healing. They discharged me to my mom's crib.
Yeah.
So that's cool because there's nobody in my house to, help
like
me
help
with
out
this.
All that, yeah.
So I've been, you know, hanging out here, eating good, you know what I'm saying? We're recording a podcast here. Yep. So, you know, it's shit could have took me out, dog.
Yeah, and listen, dog. I mean, I'll be honest with you, like, because I came down on the second when you first went in the hospital. Because as Alyssa called me that morning,
yeah,
and was like, "Yo, like, this is what's going on," blah blah blah. Because obviously, like, you know, we've been in contact that whole week and stuff like that. I've had talked to you the night before. You know, I was going through a lot at the time, and so I was talking with you, and like, I knew you weren't feeling well, but like. None of us had any idea
not
how
like
serious
this.
It really
I thought it
was
the flu.
Yeah.
I was telling people that. Like, oh, man.
Because you missed Sophistafunk that weekend.
Yeah.
Because you were like, oh, I'm sick. I got the flu. I'm not coming to Sophistafunk.
Yeah.
So she called me that morning. I was coming off of work, and she was like, yo, this is what's going on. Should we go where, blah, blah, blah. Like, the one hospital you had gone to a couple of times, she was like, should we just go back there? They know what's going on. Or should we go to UPenn? I was like, no, go to UPenn. Get a second opinion.
Absolutely.
Like, figure out what's going on. Because obviously they believe what they think it is. Go somewhere else. See what they're going to say or whatever.
Because the other hospital was sending me home with, like, ibuprofen.
Yeah.
You know
and,
what I mean?
She was like, yeah, I think that's a good idea. I was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that was your first idea. Go with that. Like, go to UPenn. Go with that. So she was like, okay. I was like, well, just call me. Let me know what's going on. I think I must have went home. I dozed off or whatever. And then she called me back or she texted me or something and was like, this is what's going on, blah, blah. And it's when things were getting worse. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll be down in a little bit. And when I got down there, man, like, I was scared, dog. Like, seeing you out of it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what a couple folks said. They was like, yo, just... You ain't look like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I said, like part of it was you had been sick for like a week, so you were already kind of just worn down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just beat down. And, you know, like a headache is one of the worst things because you're not sleeping. You're not getting the proper rest.
Yeah.
When I got there, like, you were just kind of really out of it, and you just kind of looked like you were just, like, done. Like, just like, yo, my head is just, like, killing me, blah, blah, blah. You recognized me when I got in there, though. So, I mean, at least I knew that. Like, I was like, all right, well, he knows. And I think your brother, like, he recognized your brother or something, too. So, your brother and your mom. So,
I was kind of in and out of
that, too. Yeah, exactly. You were. When I would come in, you, like, you recognized me, but then you kind of were out of it after that. And then you went off. They went to go, I think they were going to do a spinal tap or something.
Yeah.
And I actually had to leave. It was my son's birthday that day. So, I had to go take, we were going to the Sixers game. So, I had to leave. And, I left out of there, and then, like, I think I came back down the next day. And it was such a go. That first weekend, though, you actually had started to get a little better, and then, like, then things got worse again. Like, So, no, I mean, it was scary for a while. Also, having you out of it, like, it's just a weird thing. And then, like, it came so unexpectedly. You know what I mean? You're relatively healthy, you know, 30-something-year-old, like, you know what I mean?
I was chilling before this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was no, like, oh, well, you know, he's been sick for a while type things. Like, it's not one of those things where you give, like, diabetes or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Something like that. Like,
I don't even have no food allergies.
Yeah, so it's not like it was something where it was like, oh, this happened and we kind of expected it, like, you know what I mean? He has diabetes or whatever, you know what I mean? High blood pressure. So, like, you know, he had a stroke, and we kind of you know, he's not taking care of himself, not eating right, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. This was out of the blue. So it was kind of like, it was wild. Like, it was just something that came so unexpectedly, you know what I mean?
I think that's the scariest part of it, too, because, like, they can't even tell me where this came from.
Yeah, exactly.
They just said it was, like, completely random.
Yeah, it was a completely random thing.
I'm like, you know, what?
Yeah.
Life is a goddamn dice game.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
You know?
No, dog. That definitely was one of those things where it was like out of nowhere to the point where it was like my mom was like, "Well, you and Lisa should like make sure you guys don't have whatever he has because we were around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were like, yo, you guys should really get checked out. Make sure you guys don't have it.
Yeah.
Cause it could, and then it was like, it was something that came out of nowhere for you too, like where it was like slow and you know what I mean? Just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a headache.
Excuse me.
That was not that, you know, it was like, it was kind of bad the first couple of days. Then it got worse and worse and worse because that was the swelling. Like once the swelling got more and more, it started pressing against your skull. So
yeah, now I know. It for anything, I'm going to go to the hospital to get seen. Because before, my MO was kind of, oh, well, you know, I'm sick. I'm going to rock out.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink some ginger. You know what I mean? But you gotta go get checked out. And
they're medical professionals for a reason.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They go through years and years of training for a reason.
Dog, I was so in that first couple weeks when I was kind of like out of it mentally.
Yeah,
I was so antagonistic with the doctors because I thought one, I was super paranoid, but also I thought that all of the doctors were like fake doctors.
Yeah,
and I would tell them like, "You're not even real, man. You're not even a real doctor." This one lady, I called her Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. I was like, all right, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, you know, what are you saying? What are we doing?
That first week when you first started having a headache, you were like on your Dr. Yada plan, right? You were just fasting and figured like if you just fasted and drank alkaline water, you would be all good.
Dog. Yeah. You
ain't no broccoli because, you know, broccoli's, you know, man-made.
Broccoli, according to Dr. Yada.
Broccoli. He's a doctor now, right? I think he's a doctor.
Broccoli is a grafted, man-made vegetable, and it's not going to save
Green
you.
Doesn't exist in nature or something like that. I think he said, I don't know, something wild.
He said,
like
what?
Green doesn't exist in nature or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to Yada, Dr. Yada in Peru. Shout out to him. Did you say he was in Peru? He has like
dog,
a...
He has like a
Jonestown.
He says he has a... Yeah, he has a Jonestown in Peru. And there's like a giant... He has some chick there painting like a giant mural of his face on the side of this building.
Get my true religion jeans in the mural.
Make sure you get my Burberry shirt in in the mural.
If your spiritual guru is wearing true religion jeans, that's a fake religion.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it to yourself.
Yeah, no, don't do that. And like, if this dude like says he has no training in, don't listen to his dietary plan.
He lets you know.
Yeah,
I am not a medical doctor. But
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
A doctor. He's a spiritual doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, shout out to Yada. You should have been there with me in the hospital.
Yeah, he was. I did reach out to him.
You called Yada and Dr. Ubar. To help me out.
Yeah, I did call Dr. Umar.
Yeah,
he was going to come down.
Shout out. But yeah, you know, I'm here at the crib healing. You know what I mean? I'm thankful for everybody that's been just like hitting me up, showing me love. Like, it's one thing, and I understood before that, you know, people rocked with me. I rock with folks and that I had family and community, but like people have been, it's almost overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People have been really loving and helpful and insightful and just like offering a good word, offering prayers, offering like material support, emotional support and all of that. Cause this is scary. I'm not used to being sick and stuff like that. And
being
I didn't know,
of it completely. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel good, and all of the I recently had like a bunch of testing done, and it looks good, and my doctors are saying that, you know, it's trending towards good, but I still got some tests to go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I'm still like a little nervous about this whole thing, but people have really been good about holding me up and like supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mom who, you know, basically camped out with me.
Yeah,
in the
she was there every time I was there.
The whole month, the whole first month that I was hospitalized. Nice. And
every
then,
time I went down there, she was there. I think maybe once or twice, she had like, I would come in and like Lissa would be there, and she'd be like, "Oh, his mom went home to like take a shower."
Yeah,
like you know
what I'm saying. Like the month of rehab, she camped out with me the whole time, and I'm sure I wouldn't have survived if it, you know, if it weren't for her and Lissa like hanging out. And just being there for support. At one point, I can't think of what it was. My mom did something. She might have, like, handed me, like, a pair of socks or something. I just, like, broke down crying.
Yeah.
In gratitude. I was like, you here just, like, helping me with stuff. You know what I mean?
Always love your mother because you never get another.
Come
man.
On, you know? So, yeah,
was
you
that,
know.
Was that Nutcracker? Was that Malachi in Nutcracker?
It might have been. No, that was always love your mother because you never get. That might have been Malachi, yeah.
I think it was Malachi.
Yeah. I be forgetting. Sometimes Lil Dap lines will come in. I'll be like, oh, that's Lil Dap. I always like Lil Dap over Malachi. Yeah.
Well, is it Malachi? I think Malachi is the one that really wasn't a rapper.
Yeah. Boom, boom, explode. That's him.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Neither one of them are really rappers, to be honest.
Lil Dap, what's
Lil
that
Dap
line?
Blow your mind. About to go listen to that Crew 4 record, yeah.
Yo, I was on Facebook arguing with this one cat about that. He was like, man, that record was trash. Nobody rocked with that joint. I was like,
not where I grew up.
Yeah. He was from NY, but he was like, man, nobody rocked with that up here. I don't know.
Y'all like wax stuff up there.
Yeah, shout out to Group Home. But yeah, he you can't tell a motherfucker what to do with his life. It could potentially try, so I react with the mic. That's a little dap, you know?
That will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, man. Go listen to that Group Home record. Group Home record is so
serious
good.
Rap shit.
Serious rap shit.
Come on. That's our namesake.
Yeah, and it's probably the best premiere produced record. Like, Premier kills that record.
It's
man.
Definitely up there with, like, Hard to Earn and, like, the first J. Rue record.
Yeah.
Those three are, like, the three for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hard to Earn, because my brother was real into Stepping to the Arena.
Yeah.
So I find, like, folks, like, late 30s, like, our age, the Gangstar album for them is the one after that, Moment of Truth.
Moment of Truth, yeah.
Moment of Truth wasn't really...
I didn't like Moment of Truth that much.
It's
like,
really
I liked
dope,
it, but...
It wasn't the one for me. Like, Hard to Earn was
I
the
like
one.
More. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's... I find it like kids that were like a little bit older than us. Kind of like Low End Theory and Midnight Marauders.
Yeah.
Like, Midnight Marauders is the one for me.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Kids that are like a few years older than me, it's like the first two.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, Midnight Marauders for me is the best one.
Yeah,
I love Midnight Marauders.
Some folks like Beats Rhymes and Life. I don't know. Beats Rhymes and Life was
I like
dope.
It more in retrospect. Yeah. Like, I've gone back and re-listened to it, and there's much more stuff on there that I like in retrospect.
When it came out, I wasn't with it.
Yeah, me neither.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, a lot of cats is like, you know, everything Dilla did, we was all about it when it immediately dropped. Art ain't like that.
Nah.
You know what I mean? A lot of times you need... time to come around. Certain a lot of records on Beats Rhymes and Life I liked, but you know, I was like, it's not as good as Midnight Marauders.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Nothing is.
Nothing. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now to think like Marauders and Enter the 36 came out the same day.
That's insane. Yeah. That's insane.
It's crazy to think like that's two of like the most seminal records in hip-hop came out the exact same day.
Shout out to all of the like rap blogs. Excuse if y'all hear a little buzzing noise, we got a mini fridge down here that's buzzing in the background, but like shout out to all of the hip-hop blogs and sites that are reporting that you know, is it Universal, whoever owns like the rights to 36 Chambers is remaking it with, quote, 9 new rappers.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I wouldn't even write no story like that.
No.
One, the concept of it itself is offensive. But also, the fact that y'all don't got these niggas' names and y'all just running with this headline, 9 new rappers, what are you giving me? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand.
Yeah, I saw that. It was just like, why, though? Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, the trend a couple years ago was, like, the redo Reasonable Doubt. The Illmatic redo that they did.
Elzai, yeah.
Yeah, and they were good records.
They
like,
were real
both
good,
of those
yeah.
really good.
Yeah. I don't want to necessarily listen to Elzai, like, keep repeating it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't repeat Illmatic. Not anymore, you know what I mean? Like, we ran that to death when it came out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not necessarily sitting around listening to Illmatic, let alone Elmatic. You know?
Yeah.
But like, it's, you know, this ain't Hollywood. Like, why are y'all rebooting rap albums? I don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I don't want that.
Just make good stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, especially because part of the reason why that worked the way it did is a moment in time. Like, things like, I don't even like when, like, a lot of these dudes go, oh, I'm going to make so-and-so too. Like,
yeah.
Or this, that. Like, things existed in a moment in time because of what they were. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where it's like there is no, there's not going to be, like, Jay-Z couldn't bring out a Reasonable Doubt too. Like, there is no reason. Like, there,
no.
A Reasonable Doubt was what it was in its moment in time. Just like, like, AZ for a while has been saying, oh, I'm going to bring out Do or Die too. And it's like, well, it was what it was at the time. Like, just make something new.
And, I know why. Because that's their most recognizable piece of work. And they're like, yo, you know, I'm going to do something for the fans and I'm going to get these checks. So I understand it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't necessarily need to hear any of that. Cuban Links 2 is probably the best
version.
Anybody did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And even still, that's not Cuban Links.
No.
Because Cuban Links was a product of its time.
Absolutely.
Like, it was, there's nothing that's going to be like, you're not going to, as a matter of how good Cuban Links 2 was, it's not going to have Criminology. It's not going to have, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to be that.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? It's not going to be the first time you heard Criminology.
Yeah. Even the Chronic 2001 was,
Even that had hits. It's not,
it was its own
the first
thing.
Time you heard Nothing But a G Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the first time that song dropped, it's not going to be, no matter how great Still Dre was, or what's the other genre?
That's the truth, though.
That
song
record
is crazy.
But it's still,
that record is crazy.
But it's its own moment. Like, you know what I mean? It's not Nothing But a G Thing. Like, it's just not. You know what I mean? It's not going to be 1, 2, 3 into the 4.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. Like, it's just not going to be that.
Dog, I played Doggy Style so much. And I don't even like,
that wasn't your West Coast music.
Like, like, people who know me, like, know me since, like, high school and stuff, know, like, as far as, like, the West Coast, I was all about, like, Saphir and, Visionaries and all of that stuff. But, like, Doggy Style, when it came out, I played Doggy Style to death.
Yeah.
Play it low so mom wouldn't hear, like, the cursing and stuff and, like, the nasty stuff. But,
ain't no fun if the homies can't have.
Wild
problematic, though. Go back to that record. Yo.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff you can't play.
No.
You ain't playing Spice. Y'all niggas out here, you DJing your DJ night. You're not playing Spice One at your DJ night. They gonna drag you on Facebook the next day.
Yeah, you can't.
I came in the club and he was playing Spice One and he was saying all kind of problematic stuff. You're not playing that. You're not playing Compton's Most Wanted at your DJ night. It's not happening. A lot of that stuff, at Doggy Style, I ain't heard none of y'all niggas. Niggas might play Nothing But a G Thing.
Yeah.
I ain't heard niggas play Doggy Style, like, album cuts in no club in a while.
Nah.
You can't do it. Can't do it.
No, like, I mean, maybe you could get away with, like, Gin and Juice.
Yeah, Gin and Juice. You know, fun song.
Or What's My Name, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Know what my joint was off of there? What was the joint where they redid, like, it was like the Mac, the 70s joint, and they were all dressed up like that in the video.
Yeah. It's a crazy mixed up world. It's a doggy dog world.
It's a doggy dog world. That was my joint, dog.
Crazy.
I'm like, go listen to that. Like, listen, that was a good record, man.
Oh, man. Dre was on fire.
Yeah. Well,
Daz was on fire.
Daz and Warren G.
I don't know. I'm sure they were contributing. They was doing their thing. I don't know.
I mean, Dre at that point was
Was he in exec mode at that point?
I think
point?
He was exec yeah. mode at that point. Where he was producing in rock, Rick Rubin, you know, rock producing sense yeah, yeah. of being like, yo, this goes here. All right, you know, Daz give him a beat and he'd be like, okay, here, and sit yeah, down and be
change
like,
this.
Change this and blah, blah, blah. Here, play this piano like this here. Like, you yeah. know what I mean? And that kind of shit, you know
My
what
man
I mean?
Dre. Yeah. How'd you feel about the NWA movie? I can't remember if we talked about that. Because I feel like you saw it and then I took a long time to see
yeah.
it. So I don't know if we talked about
it. I mean,
it
was... It was okay. It was good for what it was.
Yeah.
It was like probably the best we're going to get of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
They
ain't going to do no Pac movie as good as that.
No, that Pac movie is so bad, though.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was the timelines kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And
had to throw Eminem in at the end.
Yeah. And you have like, certain stuff in there, like they have Eazy-E being like broke down and selling weed again and this, that, and
yeah.
the third. Meanwhile, he had like the biggest selling group in music at the time.
For real.
With Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That was weird how they did that. They had him, he was like on his deathbed.
Yeah.
And was talking to them or like had a demo tape or something. And
meanwhile, he's like, he's in their first several videos.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? It was weird, and they had him, he's like, yeah, bro, Dre, sorry about all of this and that, and the third, you know, let's link back up and get in the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know that happened.
I remember hearing a story from Dre saying he got, by the time he got to the hospital, Easy was in a coma. So
yeah.
supposedly none of that is real. Like
yeah.
From what I remember hearing a story from Dre, he said
yeah.
he by the time he got there, Easy was in a coma. He said, I talked to Easy and said, you know, I'm sorry for everything that, you know, all the
yeah.
beef that happened and all that kind of stuff. And it's stupid and silly. And, you know, I love you. You're my brother. But
yeah.
like Easy was out of it and
he
couldn't
gone,
come back.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Like, I think there was some good stuff in there. I think everybody who did their job in there, like all the actors really did a good job
they
with
were
everything.
Really good. Yeah.
I mean, listen, you know, we needed like, you know, Cube and Dre were the ones behind it. So Cube and Dre are the ones who come out looking the cleanest and we all know Dre has a history of domestic abuse and stuff like that. That was not,
they glossed over
yeah,
that.
It wasn't mentioned at all.
Yeah. Niggas remember when Dee Barnes was
yeah.
in the Source
yeah.
when she had the picture of her with the pit bull. She's looking all cute.
Yeah.
Niggas remember she was talking about Dre assaulted her.
Yep.
Assaulted her.
Yeah. What was the sister's name? She used to sing on a bunch of those.
Michelle A.
Michelle A, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a whole history of stuff that they get kind of like glossed over.
Come on, Dre.
Cube pretty much.
Cube was Cube.
Yeah. Cube didn't have, like, I don't remember any of those stories about Cube having the domestic violence stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think, like, he glossed over. He cleaned himself up. It's, like, super crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, there was definitely, like, just some, like, you know, those two come out the cleanest out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ren was kind of glossed over, which wasn't fair.
Yeah, Ren was the writer.
Yeah.
I mean, Cube was a writer, too, but, you know.
Yeah, I think Ren kind of got, like, glossed over a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's still around. It's not like he's not around to, like, tell his side of the story.
Yeah.
I think it would have been maybe a little better if it was done more independent of those two, but I guess their names behind it helped get it made too. So
hit it once.
I just think you might have got like a cleaner story, a story that was more well represented of everybody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, people know Cube and Dre most out of that group.
That's how you get it greenlit.
Yeah, and they're the ones who are like super duper stars out of everybody. Ren had, like, I actually liked the one solo album he had. But like, you know, he didn't have like a super crazy career afterwards
yeah.
or anything like that.
It was nice.
But yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
you said, no super
I think
crazy
the stuff with, what's my man's name? The boy from Texas. Why can't
DLC.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
DLC. I think some of his stuff was really good.
Yeah.
I think there was some really good stuff in that movie. I just think like there's certain timeline stuff that I can't get past because like I know this is
you
all
know
stuff
the
that
story,
yeah,
yeah
I, this is all stuff that happened while I was knew what was going on, and for it to be like messed up. I'm sure it's the same way for people who grew up with like the Doors or whatever.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Well, that's not how that works. Like, that's not how it happened." Yeah,
and we like, "Shut up, old nigga."
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This is dope. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think we touched on that.
Yeah. Do you did you see the trailer for the Bohemian Rhapsody, John?
No.
Yo. Looks dope.
Really?
Looks really good. I know it's not hip hop, but, but it's Queen. Queen is the shit.
Come on. If you don't rock with Freddie Mercury, turn this podcast off right now.
Yeah. Queen, I mean, everybody knows Queen songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champion. Like, dog, I mean, if you grew up where we grew up, they played We Are the Champions every time Jordan won a championship. Yeah. So, like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know these songs.
I know some people are salty because the studio or producers, whoever, said that they're not going to talk about his battle with AIDS.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They're going to gloss over it. They said, yeah, I read a headline. I didn't read the article. I read a headline.
Why are we reading? Don't read your articles.
Well, since I've been sick, I've been reading articles. You know, this thing sat me down, so I ain't been like.
You're also a writer who writes articles, so like reading articles is probably a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I read them as I'm writing them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they said that they were going to admit his struggle with AIDS, which is weird to me because, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you cover that?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be, like, the stigma of, like, his sexual identity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might think, like, oh, you know, they underestimate the general public.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, people might not be ready for this. Dog, if you didn't know Freddie Mercury was gay, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get his whole story out there.
Yeah. You know? I mean, the boy looks really good as in the boy Rami Malek, who does the show.
Oh,
Mr.
that
Robot.
Dude.
Yeah.
I like that dude.
Yeah, he's really good, man.
I can't think of what else he was in.
Well, I know he's in Mr. Robot. He's in something else that I saw him in, but he's really good in Mr. Robot, like amazing in Mr. Robot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks like him, especially with the big like mustache and all that. Like,
yeah.
He really looks like him. Wow.
I wonder who they got to sing, or if they did get anyone to sing like the parts.
I know at one point it was supposed to be Sacha Baron Cohen.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was supposed to do it, and for whatever reason, I guess that fell through.
Yeah.
They got Romney, but I know Sacha Baron Cohen can sing.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, nobody's voice is you know what I mean?
No.
It's his anyway, so. That's just what it is. Nobody's voice is Freddie Mercury's. His vocal range was insane.
Out of control.
But like I saw like part of the joint, he's like, they're talking to him, and he's like, he's talking to the band, and he's like, and they're playing like the riff for like Bohemian Rhapsody, and he's like, all right, stop. He's like, this is when the operatic part comes in, and they're looking at him like, what?
What are you talking about? It's a rock song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, yo, I mean, I'm hyped to see it because I love Queen's music.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man, it's going to be so dope. You know, Freddie Mercury was from Madagascar?
Really?
Did you ever hear that?
No.
I don't know if he was born in England, but at one point during his childhood, he lived in Madagascar. I'm pretty sure he was born there, but I could be wrong.
I mean, I could see that.
Yeah. I'm going to start walking around telling people Freddie Mercury is African. He's really not.
Okay.
White settlers aren't Africans.
No.
I don't care what you say.
But he, I mean, you know, if he could be African as much as, what's the actress, John, who's from South Africa?
What is her name? I know who you talk about. Oh, man, I hate when we do this and we can't think of the
people
person
screaming at their phones like, yo.
Oh, man. Scarlett Johansson.
It's not Scarlett Johansson. No, she's American, I think.
Oh, Charlize Theron. Yeah, there we go.
They're all blonde hair, white women. I mean, they all look alike.
Not to be, you know, prejudiced, but yeah. Shout out to Charlize Theron.
No racial.
No racial. Yo. Remember we used to say that? Yo. Say something like real reckless about white people to be like, yo, no racial. No racial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
We're not mature.
No, not at all. Have you listened to any other episode of the podcast?
Right. Niggas, I wonder if niggas gonna start listening to the old ones, because I haven't looked at it, like,
me neither. Our numbers, we haven't done them. I just haven't trying to be obsessed, because I think, like, if I would have done that, I probably would have got, like, kind of down that we weren't doing them.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, I know why. It's not like I'm divorced to the situation and knowing not
why. I was hanging on a thread. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, you know, I was working on another thing that.
That's what we need to talk about.
Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know, doesn't follow me on social media, I don't know why you don't follow us on social media.
You gotta follow my man. Don't follow me. I don't want to be followed.
Follow me. I'm all for it. I'm trying to get my followers up.
You know what I'm saying?
But, we were supposed to make a trip. This is one of the craziest things about you when you got sick. we were working on another project.
Yeah.
With our homie Raj. Working
Shout
on another project.
Raj.
Shout out to Raj. We're working on another project, and we were kind of got, like, blindsided by it, just in the opportunity kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And was kind of like not up in the air of like, oh, will we do it? More like locked down. Was we didn't even mention it. We weren't mentioning it because of the simple fact that it was like, well, things could go either way, just on like little logistic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
are we going to actually say what the thing is?
That's up to you. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, we should say what the thing is.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. So we were basically contacted about doing a documentary by this company called Beera.
Shout out to them.
Yes, Beera is a great beer company.
Yeah, they make craft beer.
Craft beer, yeah.
Yeah.
Really good craft beer. And, you know, I trashed craft beer before.
Oh, I remember that we did like a half an episode.
Trashing craft beer.
Oh man.
So I'm not like, you know, I'm not like the, like, oh man, like I'll craft beer. Like, this is really good. Like, you know, it's not the crazy, like, oh, chocolate stout, this, that, and the third.
Nah, we ain't
rocking. It's just a plain beer, really good to drink, goes down smooth.
I don't want my beer to taste like a candy bar.
Nah.
We're not going to do a commercial, like, yeah, it goes down smooth. You know what I'm saying? We rocking with them.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really good beer or whatever. But they reached out to us. They wanted to cover, like, they wanted to do. Like, they're a beer company that came out of India.
Yeah.
And now they're expanding to the United States, and they're young. The CEO, Encore, he's a younger guy. He's around our age, so he's not like some old fogey dude or anything like that. He's, you know, loves hip hop culture and stuff like that. So, they reached out to us to do like a documentary, basically
on hip hop in India,
and the burgeoning culture in India. So, we were supposed to go do that. Like, we were supposed to leave about 3 weeks before you got sick.
Yeah, it was bugged out because I was sitting in my house when I was, like, completely fine. No headache, nothing. I was sitting in my crib. And you ever feel, you know how you could feel, like, the flu downloading into your body?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember having that feeling, and I remember I had a thought. I said, fuck, I'm not going to India.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I tried to, like, shake it off. Like, I'm cool. No. At one point, I was in the hospital, and I was, like, completely out of it. And my mom told me this later. I had asked one of the doctors, like, yo, dog, I'm supposed to be going to India in, like, a week. Can I get my shots here? And they're looking at me like, no, sir, you're hanging on by a thread right now.
Well, the first weekend you were in there, because at this point, we didn't know exactly what it was or anything like that.
Yeah.
You were actually doing a little better. It was like, I remember it was a Sunday because it was a Sixers game, and I was at the hospital with you, and we were watching it. And the doctor came in, and you said to him, like, yo, I'm supposed to be going to India in a couple weeks. So, like, I should be able to go.
What's
and everything,
the deal?
Right? Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Because, you know what they ask you? You know, they always ask you, like, when you get sick, they go, like, were you out of country or something like that?
Yeah, yeah,
and you were like, no, I wasn't out of country, but I'm supposed to be going to India in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a point, so for a couple of weeks, where we were just like, well, you know, there's a chance. Maybe he gets out,
right?
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Again, because it took so long, really, to get like a really solid diagnosis of what was going on.
Dog, it was like an episode of House.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It still kind of is.
Yeah,
you know, they really didn't know what was happening to me.
Yeah,
it was like all kind of crazy symptoms, And they didn't.
Yeah, every
really
time
know.
They thought they found something, something else would pop up. So
yeah.
We were like really like not know whatever, like, yo, what are we gonna do? So we kinda changed the narrative. I don't want to give everything away because I don't want to give the whole doc away, but
absolutely.
So that's why I ended up having to go to India by myself. Yeah. Well, not by myself, but Rod, you know, obviously
without me.
Yeah, without you. And me and Raj took care of it, and but I was in India for like a week, just like going around with three different cities, five flights in like 6 days, dog. Jeez. Like it was insane.
That is nuts.
It's like the flight over there was like 19 hours, which is like it crazy, dog. And the flight, like, listen, shout out to Air India, but like they are not like, though, first of all, like their colors look like a 70, like have like that 70s color. It's like orangish. Yeah. And like that yellowish orange and an orangish yellow were like their main colors that they use. So it's like this really like drab 70s looking thing. And you know, it was cool. Like they fed you like crazy. They did. I will say that they feed you like crazy on that plane.
We just had Indian yesterday.
Really?
2 days ago. Yeah.
Yo, I will say this. The food was great over there. But I'm going to tell you, listen. Spicy is not the word for it.
Wow.
Everything has spice on it, dog.
Really?
Like I ordered plain fries my first night in a hotel. Me and Raj got in, we dumped our bags. I reached out to everybody who I could reach out to because I'm legitimately on the other side of the planet, haven't talked to somebody people in a day because I've been on a plane. So I touched down, reach out to everybody I can reach out to because I have Wi-Fi while I'm in the hotel.
Nice.
And because I wasn't paying for my global plan or nothing like that. Like, people were just going to have to wait till I got to hotels.
Uh-huh.
And so I reached out to everybody, dumped my bag. We go up to the bar. It was a rooftop bar at our hotel.
Nice.
So me and Raj are like, yo, let's go up to the bar. So we go up to the bar. We order some beer. And I'm like, I'm hungry. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to get some fries. Raj's like, I'm cool. So I order some fries. They come out. There's spice all over them, though. Like, it's just like, I was like, I didn't ask for any. Like,
I just like hot?
Yeah, just like this red, like cayenne pepper.
Just a cayenne pepper.
Yeah, like spice, dog. Like, it was crazy. Like, to the point where it's like, you don't order like any, like, you don't get ketchup or nothing with them because you're like, yo, it's already got taste to it. Like, it doesn't taste like just a plain fry.
I don't need anything else.
Yeah. There wasn't a ton of salt on it, on this stuff. Just like, just spice.
Yeah.
So I'm eating them, and I'm like, wow, like, even the fries are spicy or whatever. And this isn't my first food, though, because we had Indian food at the airport.
Yeah.
Because we had a connecting flight, and we landed. We left from Newark, flew to Mumbai, and then from Mumbai, we flew to Bangalore, which was like an hour and a half, two-hour flight.
Yeah.
So when we landed in Mumbai, we had some Indian food at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, we just, you know, we had a we had like just crazy. Then that first night, we're like, the bull, my man Deepak, who is the rep from Beira, who was with us, was like, "Yo, let's go get something to eat. Let's go get some drinks and go get something to eat." So he was at another hotel, so he was like, "I'm gonna come over to you guys." So we're like, "All right, cool." And I'm like, "Yo, I'm not gonna not hang out. Like, when am I gonna ever be in India again to, like, to just hang out?" So.
Absolutely.
He comes, we ask, like, yo, where can we go? They're like, yo, the city kind of shuts down a little early. Like, Bangalore is not, like, the party city, blah, blah, blah. We're like, all right, cool. He was like, well, there's a club called Night Riders down the street. He was like, it's like a dance bar. You can go in there. And then next door, there's, like, a restaurant, and you can get something to eat. So we're like, all right, cool. So we go to Night Riders, and, like, we're walking up, and it's just a whole bunch of guys outside. Mm-hmm. And we're like, type of, like, you know
what
I mean?
Dudes out here.
Yeah, so I'm not, like, I'm not over there, like, you know, I got a lady, so I'm not over there, like, trying to hunt down nothing.
Yeah.
Just, like, you know what I mean?
Hunt down.
It's just, like, I'm not trying to hang out. You know, it's, like, you know, it's all dudes. Like, that's a little weird. So we go up in there, and when we walk in, you realize what it is. So it's, you go in, and it's just, like, a whole bunch of guys, like, along the walls,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, women in the middle of the floor and they're kind of dancing, kind of not even dancing, but like kind of just like moving around to music, and it's dark as hell in there, and
I like it.
Yeah. And we're like, type of bar is this? And the bull Deepak's like, oh shit, he's like, this is a Lear bar. And I'm like, what? He was like, Lear.
Like looking Lear?
Like looking what? Lear. And it's basically what it is I guess it's their kind of like version of a strip club or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a real like, I don't want to say repressed culture, but like conservative culture. Mm. So that I don't think they have strip clubs really there. Mm. So it's just like younger women who just like kind of stand around and like kind of, I guess, kind of dance around or whatever. Mm. And like, older guys will come in there and like just look at them.
Just be looking.
And it's just like, this is the weirdest thing in the world.
Oh man, what?
Yeah. So like we had a beer and they were just like, yo, we're out. Like, you know, it's weird.
What's wild about it? The pervert in me. And mind you, as someone who's, you know, done stuff. I'm in my mother's house. I'm not gonna, not gonna, you've been with me. You know what I'm saying? The pervert in me is like, oh, you just go in and you look.
Yeah.
That's lit. You know, I don't, it's weird. This, as you tell me, and I'm
just,
like, oh,
you
yeah.
know what it was, too? It's kind of just uncomfortable. Because, like, what it is, it's like, it's a lot of, like, you go there and it's a lot of older guys.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just like,
looking.
Yeah. And it's just like, it was weird, man. It was just like, all right, we're going to have this beer and we're going to leave. And, like, we just left out of there and went to, like, the bar, the restaurant next door and just ate.
But that's amazing.
It was dope. Crazy experience, man. Like, great food. Great culture. Got to see some of the nicest views in the world. And then some of, you know, a part of it, too, was, like, just seeing some of the things that were, like, you know, like, yo, I mean, like, there's legit, like, shanty towns you drive past. And like, right next to like some of like the most developed areas in the world, like you know what I mean. It's crazy the amount of like you'll drive past and there's like a shanty town and like there's a Lambo parked like 10 feet away. Like, it's like the dichotomy is insane.
I've seen that in North, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true indeed. But the poverty level is different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, these dudes, there's people that are living in legit, like, tarps for roofs with tin metal as walls.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that type of life, like, as opposed to, like, yo, North, listen, you know, North, we've all been, you know, like, down in the hood and, like, growing up around the way, like, you know, you've seen poverty.
Yeah.
This is poverty.
Jeez.
Like,
yeah.
To the level of like no running water and stuff like that, you know what I mean.
And y'all, how long were y'all out there?
6 days.
6 days, yeah.
Yeah, we did Bangalore, Mumbai, and New Delhi.
New Delhi, yeah.
Yeah, dope. It was a dope experience, man. Like, I think people are really gonna like what we
chefing up.
Yeah, like what we got going on. Like, we're in the process of like writing and stuff like that. So, in the next few months, we'll probably have updates as we do the podcast, but like in the next few months, like,
yeah,
I think, like, yeah, you know, even though you weren't able to go with us, you're helping us write and produce and edit this. So, I think like the footage is just like gorgeous.
It looks beautiful.
Shout out to Sid, the director, and all my folks, the whole crew. I don't remember everybody's name, and I don't want to mess nobody's name up, but the whole crew are, Sid, the director, and then like our camera guys, like the one camera guy, his ringtone was, Get Swifty, the Rick and Morty joint. So like automatically made me think of my girl every time, cause she loves Rick and Morty. So like it made me think of her every time the phone rang.
Nice.
And it's, like just was a crazy experience, and the crew was great. Like, that was one of the things I was worried about, getting over there and being like, oh, I don't, if I get with some people we don't like, stuff like that. Like, the crew was wonderful, man. Like, I miss them. Like, I legit miss them working with these guys every day. It was great.
Nice.
They were so cool. And just, it was a wild experience, man. Like, to be there, and like just the cultural shifts of like certain things. But then, like, some of the stuff is so familiar. Like, you know what I mean? You know, I showed, like, my kids, I'm showing my daughter some of the visuals, and she was just like, oh, that kind of looks like Philly. And it was just, like, the skyline, like, you know what I mean? Of the, I forget, I think it was think it was Mumbai, and it was like just a skyline. And she was like, that kind of looks like Philly. Mm. And that's what I said when I was over there. I was like, because people kept asking me, especially like, you know, the crew was like, yo, like, what do you think? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, some of it's super familiar. Like, you know what I mean? Cities are cities, like, in a lot of ways. Like, cities are cities. Yo, one thing, dog, traffic over there is insane.
Really?
Wow. Dog, literally, like, you know, we joke and laugh sometimes about, like, certain neighborhoods, like, traffic laws don't exist.
Yeah.
Dog, there's, like, there, literally, people just drive straight down, like, the lines that divide, like, each lane. People just drive straight down those lines. Like, that doesn't. And you'll be riding around, like, you'll pull up, like, a few. There's only a few lights I saw the whole time I was over there. But you'll pull up to a stop, and, like, a scooter will pull up next to you, and it'll be, like, the dad driving with a helmet on, two little kids, no helmets, and then the mom in the back with a helmet on, and like they're just holding the big kids. Like, dog, it's insane. Yo. Like, it'll be a whole family on a scooter.
Kids don't need helmets.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Crazy. I mean, you do see like the population stuff, like, because it's just so crowded in a lot of places. A
billion people,
yeah.
Jeez.
And like, the cities aren't as big. Like, the one city is, like, not as big as, I forget where we were. I think it was either Mumbai or New Delhi. I don't remember. But when I was talking with Raj, and he was like, you know, like, it's got twice the population of New York in a city that's smaller than it.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean? And New York's not a super huge city, like, you know, like, land-wise.
Yeah, New York's densely populated.
Yeah. And it's just, like, it looks like Times Square, as crowded as Times Square is, in like the middle of the day, it's like that's how it is all the time.
It's everywhere. Man. Yeah.
So traffic is crazy, and getting around sometimes can be a little wild just because traffic is so bad. Yeah. But it was such a dope experience, man. Like, food was amazing. Like, everything's either super spicy or everything is ridiculously sweet.
Mad sweet,
Like, that's like the differences in like their food is like super spicy, super sweet.
Wow.
Was cool though, man. Like, and I can't wait for people to like to see the stuff that we're working on. Like, I think people are gonna really love it.
Yeah, I just want to do more stuff like this.
Yes, you know what definitely, I mean? Definitely.
That's the wave. Goal. Yeah, that's the wave for the goal, future. Man.
But yeah, I think it was dope experience. I really was sad that you couldn't come with us.
Yeah.
Because I know you would have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know you would have enjoyed it. Like, we sat down with, I don't want to talk about like who we sat down with. I'll leave that for like the doc. But like, some of the people we were able to sit down with like, just the stuff that was going on was insane. And Raj was over there to play a few shows.
My man Raj.
Yeah, Lush Life. You know what I mean? Doing his thing. It was the first time he went back to India in like 10 years or something like
that. Oh, wow.
So, and his first time performing over there as Lush Life.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow, shit.
So it was dope, man. Like, and like, just like, cool. Like, just like, everything was like so like welcoming over there. You know what I mean? Like, it was crazy. People were super nice, man. Like I said, like, I missed the crew, dude. I missed the crew so much because they were so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. The camera guys, the assistant, like the director of photography, boy, he was so nice, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to all them dudes. They were so fucking cool. Our director had like ran the first like sneaker convention over there.
Oh, like sneakerhead shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he ran like the first one over there. He used to work for Adidas, so
nice.
He like reps the sneaker culture over there heavy. It was cool, man. It was cool. And like, the crazy thing was, I was coming back because I came back by myself. Flew over there with Raj and Deepak, and they were coming back on separate flights. Mm-hmm. So I was coming back and I'm coming to the airport, and all the other airports, like, you can get like, oh, I'm going to grab like a thing of M&M's. Just wanted something sweet to like take on the plane or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to grab some M&M's. Well, New Delhi is where I flew out of home. Dog, New Delhi's airport's insane. Like, richy rich airport.
Really?
Like, I don't know. Like, I've never been to LA, but I like how I would envision like LA's airport being of like richy rich airport. And like, it's, I'm going through there and I'm like, yo, there's no like simple little bottle of water, no like candy bar I can buy. It's like these giant bottles of water. And like, I had to buy like an 8 pound bag of M&M's because it was like the smallest size one I could get. I'm like,
selling like ostrich eggs.
I'm like, this is the smallest thing I could get. the bag's heavy as shit. Like, I was like, I'm not going to eat an 8-pound bag of M&Ms, dude. My flight is 15 hours and everything, but, right. like, I can't eat 8 pounds of M&Ms.
Yeah, don't give yourself diabetes.
Yeah, I'm like.
Eat a giant bag of M&Ms.
I would have came back and been in the hospital. Like, right, right. I was like, but it was the only thing I could buy. I was like, it was the smallest bag. It was like that or, like, giant, like, a giant case of, like chocolates. I'm like, I don't want all that. I just yeah. really want, like, something to pop in my mouth. Like, I took a couple Xanax to go to sleep on the plane coming back. Okay, so
yeah.
I was like, I don't even plan on being awake for much of this trip. So yeah. I was like, I just want something sweet to sit there and watch a little movie or whatever yeah. And pop some candy. And, dog, it was insane. I had to buy, like, this giant bag of M&M's yeah. and this gargantuan thing of water. Like, it was the only thing I could buy.
Just gave it out to kids. On
yeah, yeah. I was, like, yeah. handing out M&M's to the other kids.
Yeah.
But, no, it was cool. The crazy thing was New Delhi was, like, 90 when I left, like, 90 degrees when I left.
Yeah.
I landed back in JFK, and it was snowing.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
was so upset, dog.
Yeah.
So because it was chilly when I left, but it wasn't snowing when I left.
No.
And I came back and it was like I have a picture on my IG of me like walking outside of JFK to get on the bus to go to the train station, mm-hmm. and legit was a fucking I have snow all over my beard and shit.
Jeez.
So it was dope experience, but I think we can start rapping.
Yeah.
To just a refresher, let everybody know we back.
Bang.
We back like cook crack out here. I have been listening to something new. I don't know if you have.
I can look at my computer. I don't think so, though.
I will say this. Yo, the Ray Schremer album, I haven't gotten through the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a triple album. So, but that first disc, which is them together, it's them together, then like each solo disc.
Uh-huh.
The first disc, which is them together, I think it's like 9 songs. Mm-hmm. 7, I think, are amazing.
Really?
Yeah, amazing. Wow. A couple of them are older. There's like the Power Glide joint that's been out for a little while.
Yeah.
There's Teed Up that's been out for a little while. And there's another track that they have on there that's been out for a little while. But like, there's a couple other joints on there that are just insane.
Yeah.
So I think it's like 9 on the first joint, and I think 7 of them I love. Like, and I love them, not like just, oh, I like them. I love these records. Also, the new Styles joint I really dig.
Yo. The G-Hosts. Yeah. I think Steve was telling me about that joint.
Yeah, it's kind of dope. Dope.
I might have been wrong. It might not be Steve. It might be somebody else.
It's dope. It's definitely dope.
Really?
Yeah, definitely dope.
Shout out to Styles, yo, my Sagittarian brother.
Yeah, I always fucked with Styles.
Yeah, I remember me and you was riding around. I don't know where we was going. It was the daytime, it was years ago. And you was playing like a Best of Styles tape, and he said something to the effect of like, "I murk you in front of the whole hood" or something. And I was like, "Dog, can we turn this off?" It just made me sad when he said it. This was years ago. This was probably like 15 years ago. He said that something to the effect of, like, "I kill you in front of your whole hood." I
definitely did get a Best of Styles from Night on Broadway.
I remember that. He was Young Boys. I remember that. I was like, "Yo, can we listen to anything else?" It just made me sad. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because he's talking about murdering somebody. But yeah, shout out to Styles. We love you, Styles.
Yeah, those two things that are newer joints. I know there's a lot of newer stuff out that I just haven't gotten to. But yeah, that's I took a break from like heavy listening to new stuff because we just hadn't been podding.
You know, we're not doing a podcast.
But no, man. Shout out to everybody for messing with us. Shout out to Brooklyn Radio for still riding with us.
Hey,
they've been in touch.
Brooklyn Radio.
And I hope everybody enjoys us, and we're glad to be back. So
yeah. Still can't remember that cool thing I was going to say about being back. But
you will as soon as we turn the mics off.
As soon as we turn the mics off, I'm going to remember it, and I'm not going to edit it in. So thank you. Shout out to everybody who's been, like, showing me love and,
yes.
like, helping out and everything and just being supportive.
And there's the
yes,
the fundraiser for you. This, yeah.
There are things happening. Memorial Day weekend. Sunday the 27th at the Sankofa House in West Philly. We're having Lookout for the Cookout. You know what I mean? Some of my like close friends have put together this thing. You know, it's going to be like a day party, barbecue. And, you know, folks are raising money because, you know, I ain't been working in 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Can't play no DJ gigs, nothing, because I've been in a hospital. So we're also, we got a GoFundMe going. You know, shout out to everybody who's contributed to that. And we'll link, like, the GoFundMe to the Serious Rap Shit social media stuff. Because, you know, you know me, I only like asking for favors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got, like, that weird man pride thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I have not been able to
earn
any income, you know what I mean, through this whole thing. And this thing could have taken me out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But by, you know, the grace of God, it did not, you know what I mean? So I need some help to get back on my feet.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know
what definitely. I mean?
So, yeah, you know, this has been a beautiful day, beautiful episode.
Yes.
I'm glad, you know.
Glad to be back doing it.
Yeah, yes. Back doing it. So, yeah, any last words, anything you want to say?
No, just appreciate the people who listen. Appreciate the people who reached out, like, hey, what's going on? Everything
yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
All that kind of stuff. Everybody who reached out about you, obviously, you know, a lot of people were hitting me up, you know what I mean, and asking about you, and we appreciate all that. We appreciate all the love. Appreciate all the prayers. And, you know, we'll be back. We'll be back to doing this on a regular, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Bing, bang, boom.
Yep. Peace.
Peace. Me and my fam pick this rap shit serious.